Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Before our rosary, I want to clarify something that is confusing many, many people because I've received lots of questions. And that's the question of the most recent document put out by the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith about Mary as co-redemptrix, mediatrix of all graces, and advocate. Let me make this very clear. Neither the Dicastery nor the Vatican is saying that these are not true titles. What they're saying is that we have to be careful, prudent, when using those titles in speaking to people so that we don't give the wrong impression that Mary is equal to or greater than Jesus the Redeemer. So they take clear, precise explanation. I can assure you, the Church is not teaching that Mary does not have a significant role. In fact, my dissertation comes from the Marianum in Rome, the official Marian theological school. And in that dissertation, I taught that in the joint mission with the Son and the Holy Spirit, in that joint mission, the Holy Spirit is the co-redeemer, co-mediator, and advocate. And the Holy Spirit does everything through Mary. Therefore, Mary is the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. I said all that in my dissertation, and they passed me with flying colors. The Church is not saying Mary is not the co-redemptrix and mediatrix. The Church is saying you must be very prudent and careful when you're using these titles so as not to confuse people about the unique role of Jesus as the one Redeemer for all of the human race. I really urge you to go to the website Mother of All Peoples, motherofallpeoples.com. They have a very clear explanation of all of this. Don't get swept up by headlines. Instead, learn your faith deeply, and then you won't be moved by headlines. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. In the book, The Phantom Tollbooth, the main character, Milo, along with his friends, are in the process of trying to save a kingdom from ruin. But at one point in their journey, they run into a faceless monster named the Terrible Trivium. And right away, the Trivium makes Milo and his friends help him with some really unbearable projects. The first project is to move an enormous pile of sand from here to there with nothing but tweezers. The second project is to drill a tunnel through a large mountain using only a needle. And finally, he needs someone to move the water from one well into a different well with an eyedropper. These jobs are, of course, both time-consuming and unimportant. And the evil Trivium explains that the point is, if you only do the easy and useless jobs, you'll never have to worry about doing the important ones, which are so difficult. You just won't have time. Now, if that strikes you as an awful way to live, then good. Because part of the joy and fulfillment of a good life means doing the exact opposite. It means dedicating yourself to important and challenging tasks. It means pursuing the good of achievement. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. It's good to be good at something. It's something we all want. We want to develop some kind of skill, use some unique ability that can accomplish something worthwhile, something good for the world and good for others. And there are so many kinds of things to be good at. We can be good at calculating, good at organizing people, good at public speaking, good at designing computer systems, good at writing, good at fixing homes, good at food preparation, good at raising children or caring for other people. And there's a deep, deep pleasure in being good at something and being able to use what you're good at to fulfill the duties of your state in life. This is the joy of good work. It's the fulfillment of achievement. And it's one of the central ways we develop our humanity as God intended. But let me also state clearly, work, good work, is not determined by the amount of money you make. Good work is determined by the good you do for the world and for others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Notice that all good work involves challenge to our intelligence and freedom. Good work brings us new problems that require thoughtful creativity to solve and implement. In other words, good work forces us to grapple with new aspects of reality all the time. We are challenged when something hits us that we weren't expecting and that we can't figure out, at least right away, or how to deal with. It could be a challenging aspect of someone else's personality. It could be a challenging aspect of the market. It could be a challenging engineering dilemma or a challenging medical situation. It could be the challenge of figuring out what to make for dinner. But the point is that these challenges, they're not the downside of work. They're part of the benefits. They mean that our work is revealing new aspects of the world that we have to come to terms with. And that's precisely what forces us to grow and stay psychologically nimble. Do you understand what I'm getting at? That one of the main purposes of work is to help us to grow and become the people we're supposed to be. It's not just about making money. It's first and foremost about developing ourselves and doing good for others. And lastly, about making money. As I said in the previous decade, we may not even make money by doing good work. Like greatest work in the universe, raising children. But work without challenge is work without using your soul, without using your intelligence and freedom. It's work that causes our soul to atrophy, our mind and will to get smaller. It's the kind of work the terrible Trivium recommends. And it's not the kind of work you want. So the next time you're complaining about a challenge at work, remember the terrible Trivium. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. G.K. Chesterton noted that there's a connection between the kind of work we do and the kind of leisure we pursue during our time off. If our work is mindless and repetitive and meaningless, we're that much more likely to use our free time for entertainment that's mindless, repetitive, and meaningless. Whereas, if our work is challenging and really worthwhile, we'll be that much more likely to spend our leisure doing something challenging and worthwhile. Once we experience the pleasure of getting good at something and achieving something through work, we'll want the same pleasure of getting good at something and achieving something during our leisure time. We'll read good, challenging things. We'll watch good, challenging things. We'll maybe try to develop a musical or artistic or crafty skill, even making beautiful meals. All of which so that we can create beautiful things. Maybe we'll even pick up a sport or a game we can enjoy with others. The pleasure of achievement doesn't have to be limited to your office. If you're really forming yourself as someone who wants to be good at something worthwhile, that will carry over to other aspects of your life. You just have to be willing to embrace the challenge, because that's the way to delight. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Maybe the worst part of the task the terrible trivium assigns is the way those projects don't help anyone. But our work, whether our official job or our private projects or our duties, they should always be geared toward building up God's kingdom and making life better for people. It's a good thing to be able to sing well, but the best part of being able to sing well is when you can use your gift to sing at Mass. It's a good thing to be able to know how plumbing works, but the best part of having that knowledge is being able to help a family whose sink is clogged and at the same time earning money to support your own family. Everything fully human reaches its high point in love of God and love of neighbor. As we work to get good at things, let's always keep in mind that point so that whatever work we do and whatever skill we acquire, it may always be ultimately at the disposal of the Lord and for the good of others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What strikes you about this meditation on work, Teresa? The good of work.
I have definitely gotten into this headspace that I feel so bogged down by the cycle of challenges, because you have one tough problem to solve and it kind of consumes your life for a while. And then you finally solve it and there's like a moment of relief and then something else starts. And I've been very discouraged by that cycle because you just feel like it never ends. But this is a really good way to look at it, that we should be challenged by our work. We should be working uphill. We should be moving upwards. And that takes that's a bit of resistance. Because quite honestly, I don't like my life when no problems arise. I get really bored. Yep. Or I know that I'm stagnant, which means I'm not just not improving, but I'm devolving.
Yeah. You know, let's go back to the simple definition of beauty. Beauty is both order and surprise. And when we only have order, it's boring. If it's only surprise, it's chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So we want a good mix of both in our work so that it's fulfilling, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of the ultimate beauty, you know, like a hockey game. Could you imagine if instead of just pulling the goalie, they just pulled the entire team and they were like, guys, you can score as much as you want. You can just keep scoring. Is that fun? You will have no challenges for the rest of the game. It's not a game anymore. It's not good anymore. It's not interesting anymore. But I'm constantly frustrated whenever I run into any opposition.
Yeah.
As if that's not exactly what I want. And not exactly what's going to make me better.
Now, obviously, if our work is chaos, we need to do something to put some order into
mm-hmm.
it. Or go somewhere else to work.
Yeah, if your job is only problems and it's not getting better, that's not a good fit for you.
Yeah, it's got to be both order and surprise, challenge. And recognizing that we're all imperfect, and this world is imperfect, so our work is never going to be perfect, obviously. But if we can have the right attitude toward it. But I still think that what we all forget, or maybe we never knew, was that the first purpose of work is our own transformation.
Mm-hmm.
It's Remember, we're in this life, this span of time that the angels didn't get, so that we can develop. And the purpose, the first purpose of work is so that we develop into what we're supposed to be for all eternity. And without work, we can't develop and will actually devolve. And I don't think we ever talk about this aspect of the purpose of work.
No, I also think we probably don't acknowledge that that's exactly the thing that we, even more than the actual conflict at work, that's the thing we want to avoid at all costs. When I look, I have to change and I have to get better in order to overcome most of those obstacles.
Well, when I look back, I'll just look back over the last 15 years of work and the challenges that I've faced at work were humbling, mm-hmm. frustrating, yet they caused me to grow and mature. Mm-hmm. And without them, I would be immature. So the first purpose of work is to mature us. Mm-hmm. Now, here's something that's, if we have no work, it's really hard for us to develop as a human person.
Yeah. Would you rather hate your circumstances or hate yourself?
So if you have no work, you need to find some work. And again, work doesn't mean you get paid to do something. Work is doing something good for the world or good for others. And it can be as simple as cleaning your house, making food, doing yard work, raising kids. That's the most important work and the hardest, watching grandkids. Any of the corporal works of mercy is work. But there's also spiritual works of mercy, especially with all the lonely people in the world, the shut-in people, going to visit them, spending time with them, listening to them. That's good work. There's all kinds of good work. Again, work means do good for others, do good for the world. So what's your resolution for this meditation? My resolution is to not complain about my challenges, but if I run into one challenge at work, I'm going to thank God for that challenge. So, because without it, I'd be bored.
Well, then, thank you.
Because I'm a challenge. I accept that.
Sorry. Thank you for this conversation.
Oh, let's be apostles of friendship. You know, this is supposed to be about friendships. Good conversation and the rosary. Share this with others.